弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers, peace be with you.
很高兴这次能够来到路程华人教会来跟大家分享。
I'm very pleased to be able to come to the Little Chinese Christian Church to share with you.
谢谢房牧师的邀请，他是个很热情的牧师。
Thanks to your pastor, Reverend Fang. He is a very wonderful pastor.
因为大家知道，现在都是刚刚开始实体的崇拜，人数稀少，很少有牧师会邀请外来的牧师来讲道。
As you are well aware that now we have just reopened the churches to members, and there are not a lot of pastors who would willingly invite a pastor from a different church to come preach here.
我想说什么呢？就是说，有怎样的牧师，就会有怎样的教会。
What I'm trying to convey is that you will have the kind of pastor you have with the kind of church that you have.
房牧师不是要只是邀请我，在北美的这个牧师的平台上，他发出邀请说，我们这边有很好的这个诺亚方舟，有很好的 cave 啊。如果你们到这边来的话，可以到我教会来。所以很多的牧师在响应。若不是这次的疫情，我想很多。教会已经开跟你来排时间了。
For your information, your pastor not only invited me, but he has also extended his invitation to a lot of pastors in North America, and I believe that many of them were also quite interested. If not because of the pandemic, they would have already come to your church.
房牧师也是个很开心的牧师，所以他做了开心小站。
Your pastor is a joyful person, and that's why he started the Station of Joy.
所以我也很开心。昨天晚上一想，对啊，他有一个视频在背后说是有很他家的农田呢、啊，那一定有成果吗？所以我很开心地问他讨了一些，今天师母就带来了。
Well, I was quite interested and I was experiencing some joy as I read on from his Station of Joy a certain topic that I would like to ask him later.
盼望我们今天在组里面都是很开心的。
I hope that together in the Lord we will all be joyful.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你是让我们开心的主。
Lord, you are one that makes us joyful.
你是从天上用笑脸对我们的主。
You are the Lord who have a smiling face towards us.
在今天的早晨，你要开我们的眼睛，开我们的耳朵。
And this morning, you are going to open our eyes and our ears.
让我们真实的能够看见你，也能够真实的听见你。
That we may truly listen and hear you.
愿你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天我带给大家的信息是罗德的故事。
Today I'm going to share with you the story of Lot.
我们今天看到美国正处在一个非常危险的十字路口。
Now we are actually looking at the time that the United States is in a very dangerous crossroad.
这几个月来，许多的社会、政治、经济、文化、宗教、媒体的乱象。
In the past few months, there is a lot of chaos in the government, in the society, in the whole country.
因为这些跟年初的疫情和年底的两党总统大选搅和在一起。
All this chaos is because of the pandemic, as well as because we are approaching the end of the year where we are going to have the re-election.
再加上人心的诡诈、苦毒、仇恨，于是就出现一个现象，叫重力加速度。
And then we add on all the wickedness in the heart of men, and it really compound the whole thing.
当今美国这个世界指标性的国家，它会往哪里走
？So what is the direction in the future for our nation?
我盼望大家能够看到神正在抖动阴潮。
I hope that I will be able to see that God is in control.
这些层出不穷的乱象，是不是在提醒我们，今天已经到了一个季节转换的日子
？Is all these things that is happening? It is trying to point us towards something that is going to be a spiritual reality change.
什么叫季节转换呢
？What is the meaning of the changing of the weather?
季节转换就是气候开始急剧的变化。
Now, in the change of the seasons, you will see the things, the weather, the temperature is changing.
按照人的常识，那个时候就要添加衣服或者减少衣服，不然就会得病。
And so naturally, we will have to put on more thicker clothing so that we will not catch cold.
最近我特别注意到圣经中的罗德一家的故事。
Lately, I have been reading on the story of person Lot and his family.
刚才我们读到经文，耶稣说的罗德的日子，罗德的妻子，这两个词都是耶稣在提醒我们季节在转换。
Just now when we read from the word of God, we read the word that we read it and says the person Lot and his wife.
问题是在季节这个属灵的季节转换的时候，我们神的儿女应该做怎样逃生的准备？
So the most important thing is during this the change of the spiritual reality, what must Christian do today?
刚才我们读的耶稣的话语。
Just now we read words of Lord Jesus.
耶稣在讲说罗德的日子，讲说罗德的妻子，耶稣的意思到底是什么？
So when Jesus mentioned the days of Lot and the days of his Lot's wife, what does he mean?
其实耶稣在告诉我们，在属灵季节转换的时候，神会重新洗牌。
What the Lord Jesus is trying to say is that He will come into action.
那个时候神出牌和过去是不一样了。
Now, when I tell you, when God reshuffled everything, the outcome will be very different.
换句话说，那个时候神公义的操作会变，神过去神慈恩典的操作会变成公义的操作。
God in His grace will be very different from what is going to happen.
在神恩典的操作中，他的阳光照好人也照歹人。
Because God in His grace causes the sun to rise on the evil as well as the good.
他的雨露也降给义人，也不给不义的人。
He sends rain on the righteous as well as the unrighteous.
但是在神公义的操作中，他的阳光就不再给歹人了。
But in His time of judgment, He will not render sunshine to the evil.
他的雨露也不降给不义的人了。
Nor will he rain to the unrighteous.
他的教会也不再向那些不信的人开启了。
And his church will not welcome the unbelief.
所以当季节变迁临到的时候，神的儿女和神的教会要多加小心，早做准备。
So when the reality changes, God's children and his church must be ready.
否则我们也会一样遭受大的亏损，好像罗德和罗德的妻子一样。
Otherwise, we will fall into the same predicament as that of Lot and his wife.
耶稣在讲说他再来的日子，在历史上已经发生过两个时辰都是一样的。
When Jesus spoke about his second coming, he compared it to two historic pasts.
一个就是挪亚的日子，一个就是罗德的日子。
One was the days of Noah, and the second was the days of Lot.
挪亚的日子是提醒大家要在大洪水来临之前赶快进到方舟。
The days of the Lot is a reminder for us to enter the ark before the great flood.
罗德的日子是告诫大家索多玛倾覆之前要赶快出来逃离。
While the days of Lot is a warning to leave the city of Sodom before its destruction.
好像一进一出，好比我们准备上高速公路就要快速变速。
So one is to enter and one is to leave. It is likened to approaching a highway. You need to modify your speed.
或者加速进入 highway, 或者减速下到路口。
You got to drive faster to get on the highway and slow down.
不然你的车子就会被有追撞的危险。
Yeah, otherwise you will run the risk of an accident.
挪亚和罗德都一样。
It's the same with Noah's and Lot.
他们两个人或者是他们两家人都同样活在一个属灵季节转换的日子。
Both of them were living in a time in a period of spiritual changes.
他们之前是活在神恩典的时代。
And they both live in the time of grace of God.
之后他们就活在神审判的时代。
Then they live on during the judgment period of God.
我们确实看到这两个时代神出的牌不一样。
And we can see that God handled it differently.
神使用的规则也不一样。
And the regulation that God used is also very different.
今天我们就来一起来分享罗德的故事。
So let's take a look at the story of Lot.
大家都知道罗德当年是因着信心跟着他的叔叔亚伯拉罕离开幼发拉底河的。
Now we all realize that Lot, he followed his uncle to come to this place.
他们从乌尔哈兰，然后一路踏进神应许之地。
So they left Ur and come to the promised land.
神因此就看罗德为义。
So because of that, God looks at Lot and that he is a righteous person.
在日后索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭之前，神专门差遣天使，硬是把罗德和他的一家带离了硫磺与火毁灭的城市索多玛。
And even before God decided to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he continued to lead Lot into an escape.
令人叹息扼腕的是，这个好不容易离开乌尔哈兰，跟着亚伯拉罕一路踏进迦南的罗德，却因为没有在季节转换中做好准备。
Unfortunately, even though a faithful servant like Lot, who have by faith left his own land to go into the promised land, he lacked the faith to continue to follow.
以致他的女婿葬身火海，他的妻子变成岩柱，他的女儿乱伦堕落。
And the result was that his son-in-laws were all perished, his wife also died, and this left him and his daughters.
今天我们就要来思想耶稣说的罗德的日子背后的那些已经显示给世人的一些属灵的教训。
Let us look at the spiritual lessons that we may learn from how the Lord Jesus retell this story.
我们在罗德的日子中看到罗德曾经面对三个人生的选择。
So in his lifetime, Lot has made three important decisions.
这三个选择清楚地表明，虽然他踏进了神的应许之地，却又极其愚昧地远离了神，走上了人生的下行之路。
Well, even though Lot has made a wise decision to follow and move into the promised land, and yet at the end he failed.
我讲第一个选择是渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。
Number one.Lot gradually pitched his tents near Sodom.
罗德在迦南地第一个选择就面临着极大的危险。
His first choice is that when he first made his first choice, it was his first danger.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神应许亚伯拉罕的迦南从来不是世外桃源。
For your information, dear brothers and sisters, God never promised a wonderful place in Canaan.
那里一样有偶像的危险、抢夺的危险、世界的危险、征战的危险。
Because there were people who worship idol worshiping, and there were also wicked people.
就像我们今天一样，神从来没有说我们要脱离世界。
In the same way, God never tells us that we are to leave this world.
而是关照我们要在这个弯曲背面的世界中脱离罪恶，成为光，成为盐，成为他的见证。
Yet God told His own people today that we should be the salt and the light of the world.
有趣的是，在我们中间确实有不少人真的把当年自己离开中国、离开台湾、离开香港、离开东南亚，来到美国，简单的类比为亚伯拉罕离开本地本住父家。
Yet it is very likened to some of us who have left China, Asia, our own countries to come to America, just like Noah and Lot.
我们中间也有不少人真的曾经把相对良好的北美的人文环境简单的类比为神应许的迦南。
And a lot of us can also compare our experience with what we have seen in the land of Canaan.
如果真是这样，那我们今天就要更加认真的来听听神要借着罗德和罗德一家的故事对我们说些什么话。
If that is your case, let us listen to the lesson that we may learn from Lot and his family.
接下来我先读一些圣经，因为时间的关系，我会读得比较快。
I'm going to read from the Bible, and I'm going to be pretty fast on it.
大家只要听就好了。
So you just pay attention to it.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利与爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那里居住。亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉，遍地都不在你眼前吗？你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。”罗德举目看见约旦河全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的院子，也像埃及地。 于是罗德选择了约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Let's read from God's word, Genesis chapter 13, verses 1. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities and the plains and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
这段经文讲说，神在迦南恩赐亚伯拉罕和罗德许多的财富。
And this passage explains to us that God has tremendously blessed Abram and Lot.
或许因为牛羊太多了，他们仆人之间就为着草场发生了争执。
And probably because they have too many cattle, they began to have quarrels.
亚伯拉罕告诉罗德，我们是兄弟，是骨肉，兄弟和骨肉是不可相争的，连我们名下的牧人也不可相争。
So Abram advised Lot that we are family, therefore we should not quarrel.
所以一路看顾带领祝福罗德的叔叔亚伯拉罕，首先放弃了自己长辈的权利，让侄儿罗德先来挑边。
So it seems that Uncle Abram is trying to be kind to his nephew, and so he let him choose.
罗德在举目观看之后，毫不犹豫地选择了约旦河的全平原。
And when Lot looked up, he saw that the land before him, and he began to disregard his uncle, and he chose the best land for himself.
因为那地是滋润的，就好像伊甸园一样，好像世界上没有地方比这个更好的了。
To him, the land that is presented before him was so wonderful, just like the Garden of Eden. Nothing else is better than that piece of land.
所以他跟亚伯拉罕就此分手了。
So because of that, so he separated with his uncle Abram.
从世界的角度看，罗德是一个聪明善好的选择。
From the viewpoint of the rest of the world, Lot has made a wise decision.
但是从灵性上看，这是一个充满灾祸的选择。
But from a spiritual angle, that is the beginning of his trouble.
我们常常说，神对我们怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Well, we always have this conception that God is always kind to us.
但是问题是我们愿不愿意首先来跟从他，来听从他。
But the most important thing is, are we willing to follow him and to be obedient to him?
我们看到罗德内心充满自私，即使神赐给他平安的意念，他也不想要。
Well, it seems that Lot began to refuse to accept those peaceful steps that God has provided him.
当罗德和亚伯拉罕的牧人为着各自的利益发生冲突的时候，亚伯拉罕问了一句很紧要的话。
Because when their herders began to have developed some arguments and quarrels, Abram asked him this first question.
亚伯拉罕对罗德说：“你没看到遍地都在你眼前吗
？”Don't you see that the whole land is before you?
亚伯拉罕的意思是说，罗德啊，神的创造是丰富的，神的供应是全备的，我们两家的牛羊是不会不够吃的。
Abraham tried to explain to Lot that, well, God's blessing is more than enough to both of us.
如果你觉得挤，你就往东，我往西；你往西，我就往东。
So pick a choice. If you go toward the north, I will go toward the south. If you select the east, I will go to west.
这是神赐给人平安的意念，只是亚伯拉罕得着了，但罗德没有感觉。
But only Abraham see the peace that God gave him. Lot failed to see that.
罗德要了约旦河的全平原，甚至没有给亚伯拉罕留下一份。于是罗德就在伯特利和爱那里开始往东，一路往南迁徙。
Well, on the other hand, Lot only did not see that picture, so he decided to choose the best land on Canaan.
因为他拒绝了亚伯拉耶和华给他的平安的意念，于是就带着全家悲惨地走上了充满灾祸的下行之路。
So because of his decision, his life began to go downhill.
罗德自私地选择了上好的地方，却没有顾及有恩于他的叔叔亚伯拉罕，是他人生的第一个的选择的错误。
It seems that Lot made his first mistake in life, that is to select the land that is the best before him in Canaan and disregard his uncle Abraham.
自私是人生命中的一个破口，从属灵的角度看，自私是一个自我中心，不再求问，不信靠神的生活方式。
Selfishness is something that is so self-centered that it is not in line with God's teaching.
我们说罗德做了一个灾难性的选择，不是他说他选择的地方选错了地方，因为这个世界没有一个地方没有罪恶。
Now the fact that Lot made this mistake is not because he chose the wrong land.
罗德灾难性的选择，除了他内心的自私以外，就是他丝毫没有防范即将面临的极为厉害的试探。
His mistake is in when he made that decision, he did not know that in the near future there will be destruction to that land.
虽然在神的眼中，索多玛罪恶极大，但是他仍然将帐篷渐渐挪移。
In the sight of God, the city of Sodom is a very wicked land. Yet Lot decided to pitch his tents in that land.
结果他就让自己和自己的一家毫无防范地进入厉害的试探和凶恶。
And for that decision, he began to unknowingly subject his life and his family's life into dangerous temptation.
圣经说罗德的帐幕是渐渐挪移的。
The Bible tells us that his tents were pitched in a.
我们知道有一句话叫最终之乐。
But there is a phrase that says we enjoy in sin.
因为这最终真的有乐子可找，所以每一个最终的堕落都是渐渐挪移帐篷。
Because this explains to us that the enjoyment that we found in sin will gradually lead us into destruction.
所以圣经上有许多我们脚步挪移的关照。
So there are a lot of Bible verses that tell us about this.
那一天我翻了最长的一篇诗篇119篇，上面看到很多脚步的挪移。
One day I was going through Psalms and in the longest Psalm I found a lot about this.
诗人在跟上帝说，我一心寻求你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
The psalmist says, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands.
主啊，求你使我所怕的羞辱远离我。
Lord, please, take away the disgrace that for your laws are good.
我思想我所行的道，就转步归向你的法度。
I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes.
我受苦，但我受苦为以先，却走迷了路，现在要遵守你的话。
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word.
神啊，求你禁止我的脚步走一切的邪路。
God, I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I may obey your word.
神啊，求你让你的话使我的脚步稳当，不许任何的罪恶来辖制我。
Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me.
当我读到这句话的时候，我就明白为什么当年祭司要被膏抹的时候，不仅要膏抹他的耳朵听上帝的话，还要膏抹他的手指做上帝的事，还要 高抹他的右脚拇指，让他走上帝的路。
When I read these words, I began to understand why in those days when God ordained his people, he need to ordain them with the oil them, if not only the ears that they may listen, but their thumbs as well as their toes.
所以当圣灵已经在提醒，当我们的心里感觉不安的时候，当我们已经在暗暗的做事不想让人知道的时候，要小心 ，stop。
So therefore, the spirit that indwells in us began to tell us when we feel that something is not right, we need to stop.
所以那个时候我们不要再问自己一句话，我还可以离底线有多远
？So let us not ask ourselves how far away from this bottom line.
这个时候我们要赶快回转，要扪心自问，我已经离死亡有多近了
？Instead, we must turn back and ask ourselves how close am I to the brink of death.
雅各书提醒我们，人的私欲是一个生命体。
James tells us that our life is a system.
只要一着床就会生出罪来。
Oh, the moment we awaken ourselves from our bed, we begin to sin.
如果这个时候不终止怀孕，那么它会日长夜大，十月怀胎，一朝分娩，就让人生出最终的死来。
So if we do not contain this sense of sins in us, one day it will born and become a great sin, great temptation in our lives.
耶稣在讲到末日审判的时候，特别向他的门徒和追随者提到了未来有一个罗德的日子。
When the Lord Jesus explained of his second coming to his disciples, he was referring to one day, to the day of Lot.
我们看到罗德那个时候第一个选择了自私，看到的他开始踏进了一个自我中心，不再求问上帝的生活方式。
So first of all, we saw that when Lot made his decision, he was selfish and he was self-centered.
于是我们就接着看到他在整个的属灵季节转换的时候，完全失去了应有的警醒。
And because of that, the spiritual change in his life causes him to really change, modify.
现在我们来讲他第二个选择。
Now let's take a look at his second choice.
这个人来寄居，还想要做官。
He came as a foreigner. Now he wants to play the judge.
这个人来寄居还要做官。
This person came as a foreigner, and yet he wants to play the judge.
外来的罗德想做官，这是索多玛人讽刺嘲笑罗德的话。
And these are sarcastic words from the people of Sodom.
放羊出生的罗德作为新移民，他不甘落后。
So when he came and lived in this foreign land of Sodom, he is not going to give up on anything.
他竭尽全力想快快地踏入索多玛的主流文化。
Not only does he want to quickly assimilate into that culture.
这个选择是罗德的身心灵充满了痛苦和挣扎。
Well, this assimilation has caused him a lot of struggle and compromise.
这并使他的信仰上付出了惨重的濒临死亡的代价。
And it affects his spiritual life and leads him towards the brink of death.
我们来读圣经，大家只要听就可以了。
Let's take a look at God's word.
创世纪十九章这么说，那两个天使晚上来到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛的门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜说，我主啊，请你们到仆人的家里洗洗澡，住一夜，清早起来再走。他们说，不，我们要在街上过夜。罗德切切地请他们，他们才进去。到他屋里，罗德为他们预备宴席，烤无酵饼，他们吃了，他们还没有躺下，索多玛城里各处的人连老带少都来围住那屋子，呼叫罗德说，今日晚上到你们这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，人任我们所为。罗德出来把门关上，到众人那里说，众弟兄啊，请你们不要做这恶事，我有两个女儿还是处女，容我领出来，任凭你们心愿而行，只是这两个人既然到我舍下，不要向他们做什么。众人说，退去吧。又说，你这个来寄居的还想做官了、啊、现在我们要害你比害他们更甚。众人就向前拥挤罗德，要攻破房门。 只是那两个人伸出手来，将罗德拉进屋子，把门关上，并且使门外的人无论老少眼都昏迷，他们摸来摸去，总是寻不着房间房门。
Let's read God's word from Genesis chapter 19, verses 1. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's home. You can wash your feet and spend the night, then go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square. But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and enter his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may have sex with them. Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, no, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. Get out of our way, they replied. This fellow came as a foreigner, and now he wants to play the judge. We will treat you worse than them. They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so that they could not find the door.
请大家注意圣经上的描述。
I want you to pay attention to the description from the Bible.
所以那天晚上两位天使来到索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛的城门口。
When the two angels came to the city of Sodom, Lot was happened to be at the gate.
这就是说，罗德在不多的日子里已经成为了索多玛城里一个有名望的人。
That explains to us that probably Lot has already become someone of a certain status in the city of Sodom.
大家知道，在那个时候，城门口是商贾贸易、百姓诉讼的地方。
For we know that the gate of the city is always a very important place of business, of commerce, and everything.
所以只有那些有身份的、有地位的、有公信力的人，才有资格坐在那里讲是非、论案子。
Only those who have a high, good position and status are allowed to stay at the seat at the gate of the city in order to make important decisions.
大家可以设身处地的为罗德想一想。
So I want you to think on behalf of Lot.
作为一个游牧民族中的一员，要成功的踏上城市文明。
As can you repeat that?
然后要成为城市文明的巅峰，要成为众人所推崇的判官，那真是三级跳远。
Okay, therefore, just imagine that when Lot tried to be some influential people in the city, it is a long way for him.
那时候，罗德已经把两个女儿配给了索多玛人。
At the time, Lot has two daughters that he would give to the people of Sodom.
至于这个亚伯拉罕为儿子找媳妇的金钱，千里找儿媳妇的金钱，天差地别。
It is not like what Abraham did when he searched for son-in-law for his own daughter.
我们不知道是不是因为这两门的婚姻，最终提升了罗德在索多玛的社会地位和名声。
We are not aware whether his daughter's marriage to someone in the city of Sodom that elevated his position.
让他迅速地突破了我们今天所说的玻璃天花板，进入了索多玛的主流文化。
And that is what we meant by the people are able to through those relationship they are able to enter into the upper echelon in the city.
我们要强调一点，罗德选择的错误不在于他曾经是寄居的，是外来的。
It is sad to say that Lot's success did not make him because of his foreign identity, because he wanted to play judge in the city.
而在于他一心想在索多玛这个充满罪恶的城市里做官。
His mistake was because he wanted to be of someone of high status in that city.
如果我们仔细研读圣经，我们不难看到罗德在移民所多玛的日子里所经历的痛苦挣扎，所为之付上的代价。
So, for Lot, his life is quite pitiful and pathetic because we can see that we can see in his life the feeling of struggle, compromise, and grief.
罗德的生命充满了矛盾，甚至令人不解。
Yeah, he's struggling in his life.
圣经的描述，我们看到罗德多少还算得上一个正直的人。
Well, the Bible kind of described Lot as someone who is straightforward.
他会当面指责所多玛人的罪行。
Sometimes he will openly tell the sodomites that they are wrong.
劝他们不要做丑恶的同性性行为。
Encourage them not to practice those wicked lifestyle.
但他贪恋所多玛的城市文明，喜欢所多玛的美好生活。
But when he fall for the riches and for the good life of the city,
即使明知神厌恶所多玛人的罪恶，他还是忍不住将帐篷渐渐挪移。
And yet when even God foretold, tell him before that there is wickedness in the city, yet he pitched his tents closer and closer to the city of Sodom.
最后他不仅成为移民所多玛，还很快的成为所多玛城一个有头有脸有名望的人。
Eventually he not only becomes someone who is of high status in this city,
这与亚伯拉罕在得了上帝的丰富之后继续在迦南过着住坛并支搭帐篷的生活相距甚远。
Yes, it is so different from what Abraham did before God's sight that Abraham was able to stay in Canaan and be flourished there.
我们从中可以看到罗德在信仰上的假冒为善。
So we can see that he is a hypocrite in terms of his faith in God.
看到他对所多玛人的罪行的指摘是无力的，是表面的。
So what he accused of the sinful activities of the sodomites is just skin thin.
罗德不错，罗德热心接待客旅，为人慷慨大方。
It is true that he openly welcomed people come in come through his home.
但我们不知道罗德作为一个判官，平日怎么来持守上帝的公义和公平。
Yet, yet we wonder how is he able to try to admonish the people in the word of God?
怎么来面对所多玛城不堪入目的污秽的生活？
Now, how can he look at the wickedness that is happening in the city?
怎么来出于应有的道德责任来出面制止那不讨上帝喜悦的事情？
Now, how did he take care of all those people that the way that they sin against the Lord's teaching?
极具讽刺的是，罗德一面保护朋友反对同性性行为，一面却甘愿牺牲自己两个女儿的贞洁。
And just look at how he's trying to tell them not to talk to them about their homosexual behavior, and yet freely give away his two daughters to them.
我们真的为罗德忧伤。作为一个新移民，旁人或许会羡慕罗德的飞黄腾达。
Yes, it's sad to say that even though he is successful in that city, and yet we have pity on him.
但明眼人不难看到罗德为所多玛这一点的城市文明在属灵上所付的代价实在太大了。
But yet, a lot of people cannot see that what he gave up in order to be of that high position and status in that city.
我们听到所多玛人在嘲笑他、咒骂他：“你这个外来寄居的，还想做官呐、啊？”
And because of that, we can hear the sarcastic comments that they have for him. They say, "You came as a foreigner, and yet now you want to play the judge."
这个话是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
罗德，你不要忘了你自己是谁。
It would actually mean that, "Hey, Lot, do not forget that who you are."
你只是一个放羊的外来妹。
You are just someone who immigrate to our land.
如果你还想在所多玛继续待下去，那么求快快闪开。
If you think you want to continue living in our city, you just get lost.
好了，我们随意而行，任意而为。
So that we may do what we want to do.
罗达的生命是可怜的，也是可悲的。
Oh, his life is pitiful and pathetic.
我们不难看到他里面充满了挣扎，充满了妥协，也许也充满了心酸的眼泪。
Not only can we see that he is struggling inward and is compromising to his work, you can even sense that he shed tears of grief.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我不知道你今天怎么来解读罗德的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, today I am not sure how you will interpret the story of Lot.
或许罗德的眼球真的被这个世界精彩所吸引住了。
Maybe Lot was indeed attracted by the the sins of the city.
或许罗德被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Or he might have been blinded by the gods of the world.
或许罗德已经淡忘了当年为什么会跟着亚伯拉罕离开吾尔和哈兰。
Or he might even have forgotten the reason why he followed his uncle Abraham to leave that land to come to this land.
或许罗德真的不清楚索多玛人的生活方式会给他和他的家庭他的孩子最终带来怎样的后果。
And probably he don't even realize that what is the disastrous ending it will bring to his family.
我想到了我一位牧师的朋友曾经写过一首小诗叫南柯一梦。
I remember there was a poem that was written by a pastor friend.
我的牧师朋友也从大陆来。
This pastor friend of mine came.
然后有一天晚上，他做了一个梦。
And one night he had a dream.
在梦中心想事成，什么心里所梦想的全部成就了。
And one night he ran the every success is in all his life.
似乎万国的荣华也都有了。
Well, it looks like a lot has everything of that. Like
美国梦的所有的细节也都成全了。
And all those things.Is also happening in the dream. Is also happening in the United States.
天快亮了，他觉得我要回家了。
So it was approaching dawn, and he said, "I need to go home."
不知道怎么回事，在梦中就找不到自己家了。
But in his dream, he could not find his home.
拼命的找，拼命的找，找得满头大汗。
He trying very hard to find the path to.
他突然看见自己的家就在前面了。
And suddenly he saw his home in before him.
再一看不对啊，门牌号全部错了。
Yeah, they look at it. Hey, it looks like my house, but it's not.
他的那条街变成了马门大街。
Oh, the street in front of house has changed.
他的门牌号变成了666号。
Oh, the address on his house has changed to 666.
心想事成的人却找不到自己的归家的路，是何等可悲啊！
Isn't it said that success did not provide him a path of retreat?
好像耶稣说的，你里头的光黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大！
Just like the Lord Jesus said, if the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
我们继续来讲罗德的故事。
Let's continue to look at Lot's story.
那天使来到索多玛拜访。
So today the angels came to the city of Sodom.
或许是因为天使长得很英俊，竟然激动了索多玛全城的男人，就争相要与天使发生性行为。
So probably the two angels were very smart looking that all the men of the cities want to come to them and have relationship with him.
原来神要毁灭索多玛，就是因为他们逆着神的创造的性向，挑战上帝创造的权柄。
So it looks like they are trying to challenge God's authority.
同性性行为摧毁的是婚姻一男一女的生命繁衍的根基。
Homosexuality is destroys the true relationship between a man and a woman.
同性性行为是破坏敬老爱幼的家庭伦理秩序。
Homosexuality also destroys the family unity.
同性性行为是无视神。人要生养众多，遍满全地，并管理这地的使命。
It is not the mission that God has for mankind.
我们借着圣经就看到，原来人类同性性行为的罪恶，以及神对此罪恶的愤怒和审判，早已有之。
Because we realize that from God's word, God already have in His written down His words the sinfulness of homosexuality.
想一想，你如果在其中亲眼目睹索多玛这种丑恶的境况，你会怎么想
？Just imagine if you were there at the time in the city of Sodom, how would you react to those things?
当全城的男人捏着性公开的、不知羞耻的争相要与天使发生同性性行为的时候，你觉得这个离世界的末日还有多远呢
？When you see the men of the entire city coming before and they want to have relationship with the two angels, what do you think is the future of that city, the sinfulness of that city?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们可以把整个世界都看为是一个罪恶的索多玛城。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we can look at the world and it may be likened to the sinful city of Sodom.
截至2019年的统计，全世界已经有25个国家法定同性恋婚姻合法。
According to the statistics, there are more than 20 countries in the world that have already legalized homosexuality.
而且这个趋势还在继续。
And that movement is continuous.
可悲的是，我们的美国已经成为全世界最大的同性恋国家。
And sad to say, the United States has become the number one homosexual country.
2003年美国判同性恋行为合法。
In the year of 2003, same-sex behavior was legalized.
2012年奥巴马成为首位公开支持同性恋婚姻的美国总统。
In 2012, Obama became the first American president to openly support same-sex marriage.
2015年6月全美同性恋合法化。
In 2015, same-sex marriage was legalized.
以致每年的六月成为全国甚至全世界的同性恋骄傲月。
And as recent as June of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court passed into law granting equal rights to the LGBT community.
今年的六月，美国最高法院又通过了 LGBT 的平权法案。
So our own country's law system has openly granted equal rights to the LGBT community.
今天人们心中的口号是：我们无权选择自己的出身，但我们有权选择自己的性别。
What they are demanding is that we don't care what kind of a sexual.
毋庸置疑，今天世人在上帝的眼中罪恶极大。
So it doesn't matter. That most important is we are sinful before the Lord.
这些作为都是在积蓄神最终的审判和愤怒。
These will eventually lead us to God's judgment.
所以今天教会面对同性恋的问题，它不是简单的对一个社会文化现象不同的看法。
So when the church look at this homosexual situation in the world, it's not just something that is part of the world.
而是关乎有一天世界的存亡，你我生死的抉择。
It concerns the future of the world and life and death.
今天我们的孩子随从世界的风俗，在许多重大的社会议题上，已经与圣经的原则相左。
It will concern our future generation that it will be so different from the teaching of the world.
也与我们这些做父母的发生日益严重的分歧，真是令人担忧。
And because the parents also have different agreement on this subject, it will be very worrisome.
今天我们在讲说属灵季节的转换。
Today we talk about the spiritual change of the climate.
我相信世界范围内日益严重的同性性行为以及 LGBT 运动，迟早会触动上帝的神经和底线。
Therefore, I sincerely worried about it. One day it is going to hit a nerve and break God's bottom line.
就像神当年会在迦南庆福所多玛、俄摩拉一样，故此我们上帝的儿女和神的教会要早做准备。
And history will repeat itself just like what God did in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在罗德第二个选择中，我们还可以得到一些什么教训呢
？Well, what else do we learn from Lot's mistakes?
首先，我们要像罗德，既不愿否认自己上帝的信仰，又要住在索多玛与罪共舞、和平共处。
First of all, we realize that Lot didn't, even though that Lot did not give up his faith in God, yet he coexisted with in sin.
照着耶稣的话说，人是不可能既爱上帝又爱马门的。
According to Jesus' words, man cannot love God and mammon.
一个仆人是不可能有两个主人的。
A servant cannot serve two masters.
圣经说得很清楚，人若爱世界，爱父的心就没有了。
The Bible is very clear on this subject. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
第二，我们要知道，如果耶和华不毁灭索多玛的话，那么索多玛就会迟早毁灭罗德。
Number two, if God did not destroy Sodom then, it will eventually destroy Lot.
属灵的征战是真实的。
The spiritual warfare is real there.
我们不天天消灭罪，罪就会天天消灭我们。
If we do not eliminate sin on a daily basis, it will destroy us.
我们一起来说这句话好吗？
我们 Why don't we say this word together?
我们不天天消灭罪。
If we do not eliminate sin daily,
罪就天天消灭我们。
It will destroy us.
今天我们在讲属灵的，在罗讲说罗德的故事。
Well, let's continue with the story of Lot.
在讲说在属灵季节转换的时候，我们可以从罗德的生命中得到一些什么属灵的教训
？So we were talking about the changing of the spiritual weather in climate in.
现在我们要讲第三个选择。
So the number three consequence of his choice.
第三个选择是圣经上的话，这样罗德的两个女儿就从他父亲怀了孕。
And third lesson is that both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father.
我会快速来读下面的这段圣经。创世纪十二章十九章十二节开始，两人对罗德说：“你这个这里还有什么人吗？”天使说：“无论是女婿是女儿和城中一切属你的人，你都将他们从这地方带出去。我们要毁灭这地方，因为城内罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大。耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。”罗德就出去告诉娶了他女儿的女婿们说：“你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这城。”他女婿却以为他讲的是戏言。天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去，免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”但罗德迟疑不走，两人因耶和华连续罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出去，安置在城外。领他们出来以后，就说：“逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站立，要往山上逃跑，免得你被剿灭。”罗德对他们说：“我主啊，不要如此。你仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩，你又向我显出了莫大的慈爱，救我的性命。我不能逃到山上去，恐怕这灾祸临到我，我便死了。看哪、啊，这座城又小又近，容易逃，这不是一个小城吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的性命就得存活。”天使对他说：“这事我也应允你了，我不轻浮你所说的这城，你要速速地逃到那城，因为你还没有到那里，我不能做什么。因此那城叫索尔。”罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和摩拉，把那城里和全平原，并城里所有的居民，连地上生长的都毁灭了。罗德的妻子在往后回头一看，就变成了一根岩柱。亚伯拉罕清早起来，到了他从前站立在耶和华面前的地方，向索多巴俄摩拉的平原全地观看，不料那地烟气上腾，如同烧窑一般。当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在庆福所罗德所住的城市之后，他打发罗德从庆福之中出来。罗德因为怕住在索尔，就同两个女儿从索尔上去住在山里，和他两个女儿坐在一个洞里。大女儿对小女儿说：“我们父亲老了，地上又无人按着世上的常规进到我们这里来，我们可以叫父亲喝酒，与他同庆，这样我们好从他存留后裔。”于是那夜他们叫父亲喝酒，大女儿就进去和父亲同庆，她几时躺下几时起来，父亲都不知道。第二天，大女儿对小女儿说：“我昨晚与父亲同庆，今晚我们再叫他喝酒，你可以进去和他同庆，这样我们好从父亲存留后裔。”于是那夜他们又叫父亲喝酒，小女儿起来与父亲同庆，她几时躺下几时起来，父亲都不知道。这样罗德的两个女儿就从她父亲怀了孕，大女儿生了儿子，给她起名叫摩押，就是现今的摩押人的祖先。小女儿也生了儿子，给她起名叫便雅米，就是今天亚门人的始祖。
Let us read from God's word from Genesis chapter 19, verses 12 onward. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here, son-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place." The outcry to the Lord against his people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the cities." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the man grabs his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back. Don't stop anywhere in the plains. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servants have found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't leave to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me and I will die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to them, "Very well. I will grant this request to you. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early in the morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham. He brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. He and his two daughters lived in the cave. One day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to give us children, as is the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine and then sleep with us and preserve our family line through our father." That night, they got their father to drink wine, and the older daughter went in and slept with him. He was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night, I slept with my father. Let's get him to drink wine again tonight, and you go in and sleep with him so we can preserve our family line through our father." So they got their father to drink wine and that night also. And the younger daughter went in and slept with him. Again, he was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. So both of Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites of today. The younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ami. He is the father of the Ammonites of today.
我们继续来讲述罗德家庭的悲剧。
So let's continue to talk about, delve into Lot's background.
天使的宣判审判的信息之后，要罗德将他家人，包括他的女儿女婿，像当年挪亚的故事一样，让他们全家都进入方舟。
So in the time the angels tell, speak to him that he is going to talk about the story of his sons-in-laws and that the city is going to be destroyed.
但是神的恩典和怜悯似乎扩大了，凡城中一切属你罗德的人都可以脱离死亡的劫难。
Yet it seems that God's grace is so magnanimous that he allows Lot and his families and someone in his family to survive.
可惜他的女儿以为是女婿，以为是戏言，相信罗德从来没有好好的对他的女婿们说过上帝在他生命中的带领。
Unfortunately, his sons-in-laws did not believe in him, most probably because the Lord really didn't treat them well in those days.
可见罗德他的生命是苍白的。
That tells us something about the Lord's life.
耶和华的在他女婿的心中是极为陌生的。
So God has done nothing to do with in his son-in-law's life.
今天我们无需怪罪罗德的女婿。
Well, let's not put the blame on his sons-in-law.
因为他们土生土长，长期浸润在罪恶的索多玛文化中。
Because they were born in the city of sin.
好像人在咸鱼店久了，你久闻不知其臭一样。
Just like those who were drunk, and when they're drunk, you don't know what you're doing.
但问题是罗德他竟然甘愿牺牲两个女儿的贞洁，作为他丈夫竟然毫无反应。
But yet, what is going on with Lot that he's willing to give his two daughters in marriage to those two guys, and yet nothing doesn't seem to affect him.
我们无法思想，这罗德在一个晚上的考虑之后，第二天的早晨竟然决定辞鱼不走。
Well, we could not understand that after one night of his pondering about this matter, he woke up the next day, he wanted to delay his escape.
这就是说他根本也不想，也没有准备好要离开索多玛。
It seems that he wasn't ready to give up all those in Sodom.
要不是耶和华纪念亚伯拉罕为罗德的代求。
If not because of his uncle's bringing him,
要不是耶和华使罗德为义人，连续他要救他的全家。
If not because of the grace of God to save his entire family,
那么他就会成为索多玛的殉葬品，与这个城市的罪恶同被剿灭。
He will just be like anyone that is in the city of Sodom. He and his family will be destroyed.
罗德的见证是失败的，而且失败得很惨。
Seems that his testimony is a testimony of failure.
天使带领罗德出城的时候，吩咐他快逃命吧，不可回头看。
Well, when the angels allow him to escape into the mountains, telling him not to look back.
但罗德嫌上山不易，就祈求到一个小城里躲避。
Yeah, when he is up in outside of the city, he beg and plead to the angels that he be allowed to live in a small town nearby.
我想罗德应该比亚伯拉罕年轻的多吧。
I believe that Lot is much younger than Abraham.
当罗德被掳的时候，亚伯拉罕他曾经带着精壮兵丁从西伯伦一直追到大马士革的河坝。
Well, it looks like he's much. Remember that when Abraham was younger, he was also in. There were times in Abraham's life that he was like escaping.
我在地图上查了一查，140英里。
So I checked.
连夜追赶。
I checked the geography lessons that when Abraham escaped was like running like 141 miles.
我们知道罗德已经舍不得离开，好不容易才习惯适应的，令他充满成就感的索多玛。
So it shows that we can learn that Lot is not willing to give up what he have achieved in the city, all the things that he had gained in Sodom.
如今再要回到山上去放羊，这怎么可能呢？
And now he has to return to his homeland where he will become a shepherd again. It's difficult for him.
罗德迟疑不走的心态，我们都不陌生。
Well, the kind of feeling in Lot's heart is something that we can empathize with.
问题是换了我们会怎么样？
Well, if we were ourselves, what would we do?
今天我们不得不叹息的是，神的百姓为什么会如此的迷恋这个败坏的世界？
And we lamented today that why did God's people fall in love with a fallen world?
为什么也不肯或者不敢从一个注定要被毁灭的世界体系中逃离？
And why were they unwilling or fearful to run away from the destructive system like that of Sodom?
我讲的不是眼见的，乃是灵里的。
I'm not talking about something that is in front of our eyes, but something that is more spiritual.
罗德在婚姻家庭生活中的失败，还表现在他的妻子不听从天使不要回头的告诫，变成了岩柱。
Well, one something that we can learn is from Lot's wife that she was unwilling to take heed of the word of the angels.
在下一堂的主日学信息里，我会讲罗德的妻子。
The following Sunday school lessons, I'm going to talk about the life of Lot's wife.
罗德家庭见证的失败，还表现在他两个女儿从他父亲身上怀了孕。
Another of Lot's failure is that his two daughters have been impregnated by Lot himself.
所以说乱伦的起头不是罗德，但酒后乱性，罗德是有不可推卸的责任。
Even though we know that it was not himself who got drunk and started to have relationship with his daughters, yet he is fully responsible.
两个女儿对乱伦的行为毫无羞愧，显明了索多玛通过罪恶的文化方式对他们的影响是何等的大。
So what the two daughters shown in their lives is that they have no shame with what they were doing with their fathers. That shows that culture that was so sinful in the city of Sodom.
属灵的事情是奇妙的。
A spiritual thing is very strange sometimes.
罗德和他的女儿们从乱伦所结的果子，最终这两个男孩分别成为了摩亚和亚门人的祖先。
Well, he tells us that the offspring that the two daughters have eventually became became the Ammonites and another generation.
在圣经民数记记载，以色列百姓在石亭与摩亚女子行淫，耶和华怒气发作，一天就因瘟疫击倒了2.3万人。
And also in another part of the Bible, it tells us that in Proverbs, it tells us that God destroyed the Ammonites and the Moabites, millions of them.
罗德和他的女儿所生的孩子竟成了以色列人的死对头。
So the children, the offsprings of the two stunning daughters-in-law became the ancestors of God's enemies.
从灵性上看，这个与神对立的，就是从罗德和女儿乱伦开始的。
So、the lesson learned is that this incest has created a great enmity between God and His own people in the future.
我前段时间看到了一个短片。
Recently, I have watched a short video clip.
许多年轻人冲进商店抢东西。
A lot of people were trying to rob something in the streets.
作者说，美国的贫穷、毒品、暴力背后有一个共同的原因。
So it shows, and then it shows us that the poverty in America has one common reason.
这是因为美国今天许多的孩子在父亲缺席中长大。
Because a lot of the younger generations in America grew up in lacking.
2015年，五年前，美国就有四分之一的家庭，2400万的孩子生活在单亲家庭中，是全世界最高的。
Well, let's take a look at the statistics. 5 years ago, there were a huge number of young children who were living in single parents family.
父亲是家庭的支柱，经济的供应者。
The father is the homemaker and the bread, bringing the bread.
父亲是孩子的保护者，是道德修养的教导者。
And so the father is the one who is taking care of these children.
父亲是生活技能的传授者，父亲是孩子效法的榜样。
The father is everything to his children.
父亲的角色是别人没法替代，父亲也是孩子信仰的带领者。
Well, the father is supposed to be the head of the family and the leadership in his spirituality.
2020年，美国会出现如此的暴乱，可以成为罗德的故事在当今的一个注脚。
So, what is happening in our time today can reflect on what is happening in the life of Lot and his family.
而人们在性关系上的混乱，是直接导致当今乱象其中的一个最深层的原因。
Because of this, of the promiscuity of sex life in our country today, that see the fallen society of our country today.
罗德没有在索多玛轻浮中死亡，只是成了神从火中抽出来的一根柴。
Well, Lot did not. The fact that Lot did not perish in that great punishment is because God saved him.
在罗德故事最后，我想有几个重要的提醒。
So there are a few important reminders that we can lessons that we can learn from Lot's story.
一是神公义的审判即将来临。
Associating with a worldly system of the Canaanites is foolishness.
所以我们人要与邪恶的迦南人这个败坏的世界体系连在一起，那是愚蠢的。
So when we associate ourselves with the worldly system of the Canaanites, it is foolishness before God's righteous judgment.
第二是当我们逃离背提的时候，不要回头看，不要舍不得留下的东西，这个世界将会过去。
So whether it is escape or being taken up.Do not look back. Don't be reluctant for the things left behind, because the world will pass away.
三是罗德和他的女儿在山洞里重建了索多玛文化，以致罗德的故事今天还在继续。
Lot and his daughters repeated the Sodomite culture in the cave. Lot's story still perpetuates today's world.
最后是说，神也是按照人对他的认识进行审判的。将来神对人的乱性的审判将会比索多玛更重。
And lastly, God will judge mankind according to their knowledge of Him, and His judgment for this chaotic generation will be more severe than that of Sodom.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你在当今这样乱象的时候，将这些话语再一次赐给我们。
Thank you that in the midst of this chaotic time today, you give us your words.
你在对我们说罗德的日子和罗德的妻子。
You explain to us the days of Lot and the days of his wife.
你让我们看到今天就是一个属灵季节转换的开始。
You've shown us that today it is the spiritual reality is being changed.
求神真的让我们开里面的眼睛和耳朵。
Lord, may you open our eyes and our ears.
真的能够看见你，也真的能够听明白你的话。
That we may see and that we may listen to your word.
我们需要多一份的警醒。
We need to be, we must constantly be alert.
要多一份的悔改。
We must repent of our sins.
不要再做罗德第二。
Not to be like, to lead the kind of life that Lot has.
而是要做亚伯拉罕的后裔。
That we may follow the footsteps of Noah,
or Abraham. 听我们在你面前的祷告。
Lord, please listen to our prayer in
front of you. 听我们在你面前的悔改。
Lead us to repent before you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.